Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. As always, I'm so glad that you're with me, thankful that you are studying the Word of God. I'm praying that you are being blessed and that you're growing in your relationship with God as you study His Word. We do these podcasts basically just going through the Bible verse by verse, line by line, precept by precept, and sometimes even word by word, just so that we can try to gain as much as possible from what God has to say to us through His Word. We know that the Holy Spirit is our true teacher, and that's one of the reasons that we go to the Lord in prayer as we begin our study. So if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we just want to bless You and thank You again for giving us this opportunity to study Your Word. I pray today, Lord, that every person under the sound of my voice, and myself included, are just blessed today with Your truth of Your Word by Your Holy Spirit, and as He guides us into it and also empowers us to live according to it so that our lives will be pleasing to You. That's our desire, God. We want to please You. And so we commit ourselves to You today and to the reading of Your Word. Bless us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Crucify Him. Crucify Him. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 19 and verse 6. The Apostle John wrote how Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged Him. And the soldiers platted a crown of thorns and put it on His head. And they put on Him a purple robe and said, Hail, King of the Jews! And they smote Him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again and said unto them, Behold, I bring Him forth to you, that you may know that I find no fault in Him. Then came Jesus forth wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate said unto them, Behold the man. And in chapter 19 of verse 6 of his book, John shared how the chief priest and officers saw Jesus and cried out, Crucify Him, crucify Him. Where we read, When the chief priest, therefore, and officers saw Him, they cried out, saying, Crucify Him, crucify Him. Pilate said unto them, Take you Him and crucify Him, for I find no fault in Him. The verse reads, When the chief priests therefore and officers saw Him, they cried out, saying, Crucify Him, crucify Him. John began with the words, When the chief priests therefore, which means at the time and moment the high priest, wherefore consequently and on this account, and officers saw Him, or and servants or attendants to the Jewish leaders observed, noticed, and discovered Him, Jesus, they cried out, saying, which means the high priest and officers shouted aloud, uttering, declaring, and proclaiming, Crucify Him, crucify Him, or palisade Him, Jesus. Drive down with stakes and impale on a cross Him, Jesus. John shared how the high priest and their attendants began to shout out loud for Pilate to kill Jesus by crucifixion. The verse continues, Pilate said unto them, Take you Him and crucify Him, for I find no fault in Him. John added the words, Pilate said unto them, or Pilate, whose name means armed with a spear, and was the sixth Roman procurator of Judah and Samaria, Take you Him, which means you, Jewish leaders and officers, lay hold of, procure, and claim Him, Jesus, and crucify Him, or in palisade, drive down with stakes and impale Him on a cross, Jesus. For I find no fault in Him, which means, because since and on account that I, Pilate, have discovered, found, and not one cause, reason, or criminal for which punishment is deserved. John shared how Pilate instructed the Jewish high priests and officers to impale Jesus upon a cross because he discovered no reason, cause, or wrong in Jesus that deserved to be punished. When we consider John's words in this verse, we learn how the Jewish high priest and their attendants began to shout aloud for Pilate to hang Jesus upon a cross until he died. Because Pilate could find no error in Jesus, he deferred his crucifixion to the Jewish crowd. We shall see how they answer Pilate's proposal in our next verse, but for now, let us consider that each of these people were fulfilling Jesus' destination, which was the cross, so he could pay the price for the sins of all mankind. God loves people, and sin separates them from a personal relationship with Him. Jesus was sent into the world to die for those sins so that all who believe and trust in Him may be forgiven of their sins, granted everlasting life with God, and have a personal relationship with Him. Let all who consider these words realize they too, in effect, were in the crowd who yelled, "Crucify Him." But when they believed in Jesus, or when they do believe in Jesus, they will be forgiven and live eternally with God. Next time, John shares how the Jews say, "We have a law, and by our law, he ought to die." So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word. In Jesus' name.